like I told you. Wriggly one he's been, but I think he's just about tired himself out. Shot his vocal cords too, screaming for help. He's not very bright.
All right, let's see what we got.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Jesus, T, what did you do to him? Oh, I asked you to grab him, not rolling down a flight of concrete stairs.
Then do it yourself next time. You'll pay me for my set of skills. And I got him like you wanted in the end, right? Your quota's been met.
And now I have to look at this for the rest of the time.
If you have complaints, send them down to the non-existent complaints department and kindly fuck off.
Unprofessional, that's what you are. Wholly unprofessional. And you could take that finger and put it up your ass. My apologies, pal. I swear, he's usually much better behaved. We'll make sure this is taken care of. Promise. Nothing personal at all. Just business. But, you look square. You know that. Demon, get our acquaintance here a nice cup of water. They look thirsty. You thirsty?
Is that with or without ice?
Ice it. Yeah, that should be good, right? Yeah, everything's all right.
I'd stop that if I were you. That burning feeling in your wrists? That's you already having rubbed them raw. No skin at all there. You only make it worse.
Fuck's sake, T. Don't scare the poor guy like that. Hey, don't mind him. My associate here tends to get a bit antsy when he has to keep him alive. He's one of those one-and-done kinds of people. Don't like loose ends. Especially not with troublesome individuals. Oh, boy, you were very troublesome. That little number you and your boys did in front of my parlor? Oh, yeah, that was pretty funny, wasn't it, Timon?
You mean trying to sell your brand of aphrodisiacs, right? In front of our place? Cutting out the middleman, was it? Oh, yeah. Really funny. So funny, I loaded a full chamber and nearly put you down right then and there. But then, I would have had to clean that up.
Of course. We know this is all just a joke. You didn't even end up selling anything anyways, so no autopsy, no foul, right? I know damn well that your boss knows my stuff isn't for sale. And nobody in this rat hole has what I got, so there's no way he'd have it to sell. It's so ridiculous. It's hardly a lie if it's unbelievable. But then again, what if someone had bought that horse shit you were selling?
I didn't mean anything. Honest, I just did what I was told.
Cripes. Now with the blubbering. It's always the blubbering. You're all hot shit till there's consequences for your actions. Then it's nothing but crying and moping. If you ask me, I think we should.
Oh, hold on a moment, that's me. Excuse me, I gotta answer this.
Seriously? Really? You're doing this now? Right now?
What? I have to answer this. It's a very important call,
A call from a hookup.
What? No.
That's a custom ringtone.
So I need to know who lots of people are.
I don't have a custom ringtone.
It's not a hookup.
Don't lie to me, Jambi. You know damn well you put me in charge of the important calls. I'm practically your secretary at this point. I know that the call you're about to answer is not important. You only answer them yourself when it's a hookup.
Hey, you don't have all the important calls. I'll have you know, I do a lot of business without you too, and this is one such call, right?
Hey. Oh, really? So then, you wouldn't mind me taking the call for you while you keep this interrogation going?
Okay, Timon, wait. No, there's no need for that. I can handle this.
I know you can, but you have a prior duty. Right now. So give me the phone and I'll answer it.
No, it's fine. It's fine, really. I can handle it. How about you go back and... Wait, Timon, that's my phone, damn it!
Uh-huh. Yeah. See? I knew it! Hearts by the goddamn name, you cliche little liar! Wait a fucking second. I know this number. This is that one person you met 2 days ago in the coffee shop. 2 days ago and you've got a custom ringtone for them and hearts by their fucking name. You're absolutely incredulous. Did you even tell them we had plans today? Or did that slip your mind without its own special ringtone too?
I remembered. I can't control when other people decide to call me.
We were so close to getting the info we needed. And now the moat's gone. You fucked over the whole routine again! Now I'm gonna have to be here, working overtime, and pulling out fingernails to get what we, no, I mean you, need. Because again, let me remind you, I get nothing out of this. I came here to support you!
This is starting to sound a little personal now. Should I be here for this?
God, nag. It's always with the freaking nagging. I'm sorry that I have an active social life. I'm sorry that I'm busy. But if anyone's breaking the flow and being disruptive, it's you.
As disruptive as your important booty call. Oops, sorry. I meant business call.
Seriously, D. Sometimes you are too wound up for your own good. You know, if you got out there and had a little fun, you wouldn't be walking around with a freaking stick up your ass.
Oh, now it's about me having to loosen up. And maybe not you taking your job seriously for once. Fucking hell. You always come at me with that.
Yeah, I do, because you need it. Seriously, when was the last time you got laid? Never?
Excuse you! But the last time I got laid, it was you. And you know what? I found it wholly disappointing.
Excuse me?
Yeah, this is definitely too personal.
Yeah! I said it, but at the very least, you're consistent. Because you're just as selfish and inattentive now as you were back then.
We haven't been a thing in forever. You're so freaking clingy, oh my God.
I'm clingy because I care, you asshole.
Okay, you know what? This has gone on long enough, and I got a fucking headache. I'm just gonna go and get some coffee.
Yeah, walk off like you always do. And just like always, I'll pick up the slack for you.
We will discuss this later. Just do me a favor, ice him.
Wow, he's got some commitment issues.
I know, right?
I mean, if it matters, I think you're pretty self-sufficient. You don't need him.
Thank you!
If he can't see that, that's his problem, but you should really set your expectations in accordance with your current relationship, not your past.
I mean, yeah, but it's really hard to do, you know. You get used to how things are. It's disappointing, really. Right, let's get on with this.
Shit, wait, no, please!